Homer musician Nikos Kilcher strums his guitar as shoppers mill about.
That's the song my dad wrote. That's Kilcher.
Scott Wright is organizing the new indoor market.
I had an idea that this farmer's market, indoor farmer's market, would be a wonderful event for Homer and give our artist and our community an opportunity to thrive in the winter months and have a cozy environment in which to do so.
Wright says the market is aimed at locals, but could also bring in more out-of-towners after the summer tourism season, giving Homer's winter economy a boost. The historic Alaska Wildberry Emporium building, where the market's located, had belonged to a business with a chain of stores by the same name that started in 1946 and closed a few years ago. The building had been sitting empty. It's now owned by Homer Land Holdings, which belongs to the Empire Group, a company that invests in historical buildings. Wright is leasing the building and keeping it filled. He says he'll rent it out for events once the indoor market season is over.
We have everything from vegetables and oysters to teas, salves, crafts, honey.
Products are required to be Alaska-made or grown, and there's space for about 30 vendors. The goal is to provide a hub for Homer's burgeoning cottage industries to grow, Wright says. Adrian Leffler is among a handful of bakers at the market.
Right now we got some pumpkin bread. I did have pumpkin cookies and they are gone now.
She says the new indoor venue is just what Homer needs this time of year.
I think it's something to look forward to every weekend, and especially during the holidays, because now we have an extra place to come and buy Christmas gifts. And it's nice to have another empty building being used in the town.
Dave Biesiger drove down from Nanilchik to sell honey. This is only his second time selling his honey at a market, and so far he likes it.
It's a great thing for Homer. It's a good crowd that's moving through. People seem really thankful that there's a place to come and do this.
Right around the corner is George Spady with Alaskan Boreal Herbs, who drove down from Soldotna to sell tinctures, teas, and vinegars.
Oh, I love this indoor venue. It has been a lot of really good traffic. I was surprised at how much for this time of year of people that came through.
He says he's so impressed he signed up for the whole market season. There are some farmers selling their fall harvest, like Bob Durr, who has a farm near Nicolaitis.
Carrots, cabbage, potatoes, kohlrabi, beets, kale. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, big zucchini. So you make zucchini bread or you fry them and eat them.
And Christina Castellanos with Snowshoe Hollow Farm.
So I brought some pumpkins from my high tunnel this fall, and they were just turning orange. It was perfect timing for this first market. And I also brought some Angora fibers and some hair scrunchies that I make from my Angora rabbits. Hair fibers and feather earrings from all of my farm birds, ducks, turkeys, and chickens.
Unique, locally grown, and locally made products that customers like Sabina Simmons says will keep her coming back as long as the market's going.
I'm hoping they can keep it up all winter, and I'll be here every Saturday.
The market's scheduled to run 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturdays until May 1st, when the outdoor market starts up again. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.